Sim StoryCorps is a candid conversation between two educators about what's really important in the field of education: students, connections, hope, success. How did Sim contribute to attaining what matters most? Listen to these stories of the educator's heart to find out. Then we invite you to find a partner and tell your story. In this Sim StoryCorps, we'll hear Barb Ducard and Joyce Rademacher, two retired professors of special education and SIM professional developers located in Louisiana, reminisce about their SIM success in the university classroom and beyond.
Our story together started in 1989 when we were both doc students and research assistants at the KU CRL. We were assigned to assist with two grants, the in-service training grant directed by Fran Clark and the pre-service training grant directed by Keith Lenz. As we all know, the word training was later changed to professional development as a more respectful description of those who come together, of us who come together to learn about SIM. But Barb, tell me, before you came to KU, what caused you to get hooked on SIM?
Well, my SIM knowledge and skills began when I was a Master of Education student with a major in secondary learning disabilities at the University of Kansas. And Dr. Don Deschler was my advisor. I had just taken a job at Hickman Mills High School in Kansas City, Missouri. And my new position was to build a program for secondary students, grades 9 through 12, with learning disabilities. I learned the strategies in my master's program and was able to teach them to my secondary level students. And in doing so, I saw the immediate impact on each student's self-confidence, their class participation, and their success in school. And shortly after completing my master's, I started in the KU Special Education Doctoral Program. And I was very happy when you arrived, Joyce. And in addition to the in-service and the pre-service projects we both worked on together, I also worked on five other projects. But Joyce, what hooked you on SIM?
Well, I was actually unaware of SIM until my life's path led me to KU. My frequent moves as a military wife caused me to work in a variety of special education settings and as a general education teacher. My experiences were primarily in Texas, Arizona, and Nebraska during the early 70s through the mid 80s. Unfortunately, those states did not offer SIM professional development options at the time. While you and I were immersed in research and development components of SIM, I believe I really got hooked on SIM when I taught my first strategy, the sentence writing strategy, to a high school student named Vince at my kitchen table in Lawrence. At the end of our final session, Vince said, "This was great. I wish my teacher had taught this to me a long time ago and I would be a better writer." Hearing that comment and seeing the light in Vince's eyes touched my teacher's heart. I knew then that SIM offered educators the tools to help many students like Vince be successful in school and beyond.
So Joyce, after you graduated, what kept you involved with SIM when you went to the University of North Texas as an assistant professor of special education?
Well, as we both know, the setting demands at the university level require one to demonstrate excellence in teaching, research, and service. SIM connected to each of these demands for me to do what mattered most, giving my undergrad and grad students the instructional tools they needed to create a positive learning environment for their own students so they could meet the academic and social demands of school. In teaching, SIM offered evidence-based tools to model sound instructional practices. Each of my courses began with a course organizer and included other content enhancement routines as appropriate. My students worked together in small groups to learn a strategy and then teach it to a student or a small group of students outside of class. After my first year, SIM expanded beyond my courses to include others taught by my colleagues. Then one semester during program planning, we agreed to infuse a component of SIM into each class in the special education course sequence. Then beyond that, several of my colleagues went on to become part of a SIM professional development network as well. While my research began at KU and later culminated in the publication of the Quality Assignment Routine in 1994, that research methodology became the foundation for future research projects by myself, my colleagues, and my graduate students. One example is the Focus Strategy for Self-Management, published in 2005. Even then, Don Deschler and Gene Shoemaker continued to offer guidance and suggestions along the way. Beyond the classroom, my students grew professionally by writing grants and presenting their STEM-related projects at local, state, and national conferences. There, they often met and interacted with other members of the STEM professional network. Service activities also centered on STEM. As components of STEM taught by our pre-service teachers were shown to be successful with their own students, I recall you and I began getting requests to provide STEM professional development to school districts throughout our state. In addition, there seemed to be a growing demand by university faculty throughout the country to learn about STEM. So due to our earlier experiences, you and I were called back to KU in 2013 to coordinate the pre-service institutes for university faculty. We did that for 3 summers and had such fun doing it. We were also invigorated as we met and interacted with others who plan to implement STEM in their university settings. What about you, Barb? What kept you involved after you graduated and went to Northwestern State University in Mattoon as an assistant professor?
Well, Joyce, just like you, excellence in teaching, research, and service were also required at my university for promotion from assistant professor to associate professor to full professor. It's sometimes hard to separate STEM teaching, research, and service as they all blend together to create a high-quality teacher preparation program. Because graduates of KU have learned how to write grants for funding, my first experience in Louisiana was to write an inclusion grant. And for that project, I collaborated with the general education faculty and began team teaching STEM in the elementary, middle school, and secondary general education methods courses. In short, the general education faculty and the students majoring in general education began studying and implementing learning strategies and content enhancement procedures. My grant writing was the springboard and a part of the foundation for my research and writing about STEM implementation. Another very important research and service activity was to collaborate with the Louisiana State Department of Education. These professionals who were in charge of disability services became certified STEM professional developers. And shortly thereafter, STEM became a state-supported high-leverage practice in Louisiana. And this meant that the Louisiana State Department of Education supported STEM and required that all directors for each of the 7 Louisiana Regional Educational Service Centers become STEM certified and provide STEM professional development to teachers throughout the state. For example, as you described in learning and teaching the strategies and content enhancement procedures, I saw how a multi-layered approach to teaching in higher education was a goodness of fit. For example, and as Joyce described, learning how to teach the sentence writing strategy focused the pre-service teacher and the students who they were teaching on being better writers. For college students, this would be relevant for class papers and papers in lieu. And learning how to teach the framing routine focused the teacher and their students on organizing the main ideas and details so content-laden courses, all grade levels, could be understood and remembered better. One final point I would like to mention. Higher education faculty are responsible for organizing, writing, and implementing high leverage practices. STEM definitely met this requirement. And when I was responsible for earning state and national accreditation for my university programs, I was able to do so easily by showing how STEM and the 7 Council for Exceptional Children standards lead to teachers having the required knowledge and skills that all special educators should have. STEM was easily identified by the program accreditation evaluation team as a high leverage practice and met many of the 7 CEC required standards. Finally, for special education certification in Louisiana, teachers must pass the required special education praxis exam. The feedback from teachers after the exam was always everything we learned in our classes was on the special ed praxis exam. Joyce, what message do you have for current and future SIM professional developers?
Well, my message is to stay involved. Attend annual SIM updates and continue to collaborate on projects. Also, share your student successes with one another so you will be uplifted and motivated to continue your hard work. Connecting each year with the creative and dedicated members of the network was a driving force for me to continue on my path as a professor for what mattered most to me, improving teaching and learning for my students so they in turn could positively impact teaching and learning for their own students. What about you, Barb? What is your message to the network?
Well, my message is to remain lifelong learners. Don Deschler gave me the best piece of advice that I share with anyone in their career. His advice was to stay on your path. In short, many people or challenges may try to get you off your path. Don't let them. Persistence and the SIM family were able to support me as I traveled on my path. If we can encourage and support others on their SIM journey, then we are honored and happy to do so. And similar to you, Joyce, I loved sharing my successes and areas to improve with others. In addition, I learned so much by listening to what SIM professionals were doing in their educational settings throughout the nation. I know collaborative team brainstorming and sharing have been my saving grace. SIM is truly a network that supports learning on all levels of education. In closing, Joyce, let's share the C's strategy. The steps of the C's strategy are 1, stay on your path.
2, enjoy the SIM network.
3, ask for help if needed.
And 4, share your SIM knowledge and skills. C's, S-E-A-S.